I know it took my voice a day to recover. Hope everyone is having a wonderful Monday. And it's even better knowing that in just 6 days, the Eagles will host the Minnesota Vikings at Lincoln Financial Field for the right to represent the NFC in Super Bowl 52. We kick off this edition of the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster with head coach Doug Peterson previewing the matchup against the league's top-ranked defense.
This team's playing. Listen, they've been together now for a few years, so this group's playing with a lot of confidence, playing with a lot of speed, not a lot of mistakes. I mean, it's a scheme that just, they just basically say, hey, line up and come after us, try to beat us, and that's what you see on tape, and it's a daunting task for us, obviously, this week. 97. I mean, he's a game wrecker. You gotta try to pass protect him, and it's just you get to third down and they'll pressure you a little bit. They play man coverage. The thing is they just mix it in. You just don't know necessarily what's coming, and it just comes down to your execution. But that's what you're seeing with this team, is just the speed of the D line getting to the quarterback, and then just playing man coverage in the back end. That Rhodes is a tremendous corner. Safeties are playing extremely well, so it's a good group on third down.
Sure, the Vikings were first in defense during the regular season, but the Eagles weren't far behind. Against Atlanta, it took a shutout in the second half and a key stop on fourth and goal from the 2-yard line to get the win.
There was a moment where you're able to just sit there and think, like, this is it. This is the season. We're either going home or going forward right here, and we would want it no other way than to be on our defense. We put so much on our shoulders and got so much confidence in the guys that are out there. We wouldn't have it any other way.
At the end of the day, it's going to come down to us. And no matter what adjustments we make, I think the best adjustment is no adjustment. All we got to do is calm down and play our defense, play our ball. Everybody be smart and do their job, and we came out victorious.
As a defender, you always dream of being in that situation and coming down to the fourth down and then making that fourth down stop with whoever it is. So, I think as far as our defense goes, I think we're built for that.
It's the first time in 9 years that the Eagles are playing for the NFC Championship, but it's the first time since 2004 that the game was at Lincoln Financial Field. If you recall that season, the Eagles beat Minnesota, then Atlanta to get to the Super Bowl. Coincidence that it could be the same teams this time around. Either way, the players know what's at stake this Sunday.
I'm just happy to get my first playoff win of my career. I've been here for 7 years, and this is the first one. And that just kind of shows how hard it is to get to this point in this league, how hard it is to win in this league. It's been an outstanding season. We're fired up to continue this thing going.
Nobody gave us a shot, but it's all about the men in this room. And like what we talk about, we got another 60 minutes, another chance to play 60 minutes, and that's next week. And I'm just happy. I'm telling you, I'm happy with this team because we are a great team and we stay together even through adversity.
A man who tortured the Vikings during his career, Eagles Hall of Fame running back Brian Westbrook, joins Dave Spadaro for Monday's edition of Eagles 360. Make sure to check that out. The players are back in the building on Tuesday and we'll have complete coverage. So until then, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you all for joining us here on the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster. Have a great Eagles Day, everyone.